Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of wellness in the multifamily workplace. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a consultant, a coach, a sought-after speaker, and a best-selling author, the fantastic Leslie Register. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Paul.
So, the topic is wellness in the multifamily workplace. And we hear the term wellness a lot, especially in the last few years as we've gone through a pandemic and people were in the multifamily industry were working in a much different way than they had been in the past. And that brings on all sorts of opportunities as well as concerns. So let's talk a little bit about the definition of wellness. How do you define it?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. So wellness, from my perspective, is really about practicing healthy habits on a routine basis that get integrated into your daily life and the way you live. It becomes your lifestyle. And so that is practicing things that support your physical health and well-being, your mental, your emotional, your social. So it's all those aspects of ourselves that really allow us to go day to day, live in the best way possible that is really kind to ourselves, healthy, supportive of not only our own self, and we talk a lot about self-care. You know, we've heard a lot more about, I think, over the past few years about that self-care, but also how we connect with others and that integration that we have as a community as a whole. So it's self, it's others, and it's really looking at the habits we do for our physical, mental, emotional well-being.
And what do you think is unique or different potentially about trying to achieve wellness if you're, for an individual or if a multifamily operator has, numbers of employees that they want to make sure that the wellness of their teams are where they need to be. What is different and unique about the multifamily industry, you think?
Yeah, so in my experience with multifamily, the thing that comes most to mind is that it's such a unique industry in which we work where people live. Right. So that alone is very different from a majority of different industries that, are supporting employees and corporate leadership and support staff and all of that interaction. I mean, this is bigger than your hospitality business, than any business that I can think of and that I've been a part of, because of that interaction that we are supporting where people live, where their families have their lifestyle. There are, birthdays and celebrations and there's passings and there's all of that that happens in the space in which we're a part of for multifamily. And so, when I think about the industry and the leaders that are supporting the business on a day-to-day, we can break that down into how are we creating best practices and the way that we're interacting with others, meaning our coworkers, our teams, our support staff, vendors, as well as the systems and processes that are in place. How is that best being created, trained, and supported to create wellness? And then also supporting our employees for their self-care. And that's more than just, we'll talk more in depth about it, that's more than just a day at the spa. It's really about wellness of our being, how we're taking care of our minds, our bodies, our spirit, and are we finding time to practice that as well in order to round out and create a workplace in this multifamily unique space.
And let's talk just a little bit. We've got about 6 minutes left in this segment. Let's talk a little bit about what do you think some of the challenges have been in recent years. I mean, everything we've done on this show in the past several years, obviously, or 2 years, has been somehow touched. Every topic is touched on pandemic and dealing with the pandemic. But prior to the pandemic, the multifamily industry was obviously dealing with where people lived. And maybe it wasn't a front of mind topic at the time or idea about wellness. It wasn't as much as a concern, and maybe the pandemic had exacerbated that. But let's talk a little bit about where have we been in the last few years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. And the first thought that comes to mind is, how are we supporting our employee base, and especially our frontline? You know, I know in my experience, when the pandemic hit, it was leadership coming together to create best practices and systems for our, you know, direct field representatives, because they were essential to the business and essential to our customers. And, you know, our businesses remained open. And so at that time, I think it really started to get us to think about, how are we supporting our employees from a compensation standpoint, from a time, right? Are we giving them adequate time off? Are people taking that time, right? Oftentimes we give that time, but people don't take it. And are we celebrating them not taking it, or are we celebrating that they do? We want people to pause. We want the time out. People need to reset and renew in order to come to work and be able to go through all of the transitions that happen. So I know from a leadership perspective, we spend a lot of time of, how do we support our employees? What are we putting in place to ensure their wellness? If we're rolling out a new system, how are we training that to the best of our ability so that they have all of the resources and education that they need? So I really think it reminds us to look at, how are we working with our teammates, communicating differently, supporting them, being respectful and mindful of people's emotions and even the dynamics they have in their own household, and how is that translating into coming to work, right? We had situations of people doing remote school. We've had even coming back into the business. There's still things that are changing on so many levels that are having us look at our hours of operation, the time that we have employees. Are we staggering our staffing so that we have various hours that people are coming in and out? How are we supporting our customers from a technology perspective, as well as face-to-face interaction? So I think the first thing that comes to mind, Paul, is really about that connection, the people engagement, and how we're supporting our staff in order to best support our customers.
And we've got about 3 minutes left in the segment, but I wanted to ask you, in your experience in multifamily, when did wellness, at what point in time did wellness become something that was kind of becoming more of a watchword amongst people in the industry?
Yeah, in my experience, it became a watchword, I feel, in the past few years. It isn't that we didn't talk about it before, and we've had, from a benefits and an HR perspective, EAP support. We've talked about culture. We do pillars and mission statements. So I think that there has been ongoing, especially with the integration and more exposure on social media and people looking at, well, how is that company working? How are they supporting their employees? So I think that we've had sprinklings of it, but I do feel, from my perspective and what we've experienced over the past couple of years, that really raised an awareness that, are we really tapping into the whole person and thinking about the overall physical, mental, and emotional state of the people that we're employing, that we're supporting, and that are then going out and providing a service, and a very unique service in multifamily, to an end user. So I feel like it's more recent. We've been much more aware of it and heightenedly looking at systems and support and training and resources and conversations about it, that it really has become a top-of-mind topic.
Yeah, we've got about a minute left, but I think in the past, a lot of times people would say, okay, we'll have a pizza party for our employees on site, and that's everybody's going to be happy, that's a form of wellness, of helping with wellness, but that's really not what we're talking about, right?
No, it's not. That is a great example, and that is a way to encourage and say thank you. But we're really going deeper to that and looking at the time that our employees are taking for themselves. Are they enjoying, their personal time? How are they interacting with their coworkers? The communication that we're doing internally, so that all individuals are being seen, heard, and known. We can talk more about that as well. But I think that interaction and that communication is really key and critical to the wellness of our employees.
Yeah, I agree. I think communication is fundamental to what we're talking about today. We're going to talk more about communication when we come back after this segment. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing the topic of wellness in the multifamily workplace. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a consultant, a coach, a sought-after speaker, and a best-selling author, the wonderful Leslie Register. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Leslie, in the first segment, we kind of ended it where you were making the point that communication is key when it comes to wellness of employees, and I mentioned we were going to talk about it in this segment. As I mentioned in the first segment, everything in the last couple of years, we've talked about the pandemic and how communication during that time of uncertainty would change from moment to moment, and employees didn't really know, what they were supposed to do, because they would get some direction and then a few minutes later they'd get another direction in a different way. And of course, that's no one's fault. No one had been through this before. But that's got to play a part in wellness of people, being anxious and whatever it might be. And even prior to the pandemic, communication has always been a key. Let's talk a little bit about why you think that's important.
Mm-hmm. That's great. A great topic, and love your comments there. It makes me think of a couple of things. So first off, I love the quote by Helen Keller, which is, "Alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much." In my experience, collaboration, working with a group and engaging ideas and insights from a collective body of people really helps us to create best practices and gets a good perspective from a variety of different people. And I know in my experience, in the early days of the pandemic, and we were trying as leaders work out plans of how do we communicate to the employees? What are the systems and processes? I love what you were saying that it seemed we did something one day and we did something different the next day. Lock doors, don't lock doors. Put a sign out, don't put a sign out. You know, answer the phone, clean the phone. So it was all these things. And I know for my team, we had daily calls, right? There was a lot of conversations around practices, health, wellness, communication. So it was, let's get together. Let's talk about what's happening out there. Let's look at other industry apartment leaders. What are they doing? You know, we'd call other management companies and owners and say, hey, what are you doing about this? How are you handling this? Reach out to the apartment association to get insights. And it really allowed all of us to come together and collaborate in such a diverse and unique way. You know, oftentimes we think, oh, we're, you know, want to be the leader in the industry. We want to be above the others. And this was a time where I saw us coming together, right? Saying, we need to learn from each other and grow. And it really created a really nice environment or healthy environment and created relationships and friendships that I think are ongoing and very valuable. So, you know, communication, togetherness, collaboration is critical. In that space, I think, as I mentioned, it's important to get diverse opinions. People want to be seen, heard, and known. The best way to do that is to, you know, create equality, get diverse opinions, and create, you know, an inclusive environment. And those are, you know, three very important elements to our business and multifamily that I know that we're working very hard to adopt and perform today in the workplace.
Yeah. And we've got about 7 minutes left in this segment. I wanted to kind of piggyback on that. I know that I had many conversations on this show during the time of the pandemic, for instance, with executives within multifamily organizations of different size. And they would say in the areas where they were located, they would have calls from people from different companies that would come together and and talk about the challenges of what they were trying to accomplish during the pandemic. And you would imagine that, you know, when you think of wellness, you're thinking of people downstream from the executives. But I'm sure they executives had a lot of pressure on them during the pandemic, trying to figure out how to serve their residents and keep their staff healthy and you know, not knowing which, you know, what the next step was going to be from the CDC and recommendations and so forth. And everybody I spoke with who have participated in those calls from company to company said that they were so beneficial, and it really was kind of a relief for them to be able to have that type of a sounding board to talk about different ideas and so forth. And unfortunately, when I followed up with them, you know, after we've somewhat come out of the pandemic, those calls never continued. And it seemed like they were so helpful. It seemed like something that could continue. What did you find out about that? Or what did you hear about things like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that, you know, we come through a very difficult challenge. You know, we come together when something grabs us and there's unknowns and there's comfort in numbers. When we get back to a place that feels more familiar, and we're, you know, getting back to some of that new normal, that day to day, it is easy to let go of really the things that were most beneficial to you. So it is a responsibility of individuals to reach out and to continue to network. I know personally, I continue to, you know, make phone calls, connect people, you know, socially, send emails, just talking, you know, association meetings, network breakfasts, places that I know those individuals that are in my space, the leaders and the frontline, all of us will be, and we can have engagement. So, you know, I have found that there are individuals that maybe weren't coming out as much that are coming out more, or, you know, connecting in new platforms and new ways. But I have seen a healthy engagement of people participating in activities that they're connecting with their colleagues and associates and folks from other, you know, companies and management teams and vendorships. So I think, you know, it is easy for us to get back into our day-to-day, and maybe we're not doing as much, as frequent as we did, but I do see that there is an engagement happening and a comfort with it, right? Because now I know that person. I've had conversations. We've talked about some difficult times. We have a commonality. So it's, you know, it has created some relationships that have been very supportive for those of us in this business.
Yeah, we've got about 3.5 minutes left, but I recall a conversation I had on the show with, this was several months ago, with the great Mike Brewer with Radco Residential. And he was talking about, we were talking about diversity and inclusion and how they kind of had started having conversations within the company where they had a meeting and he indicated that it was very difficult to get people to kind of share and talk about it. So he took the football and ran down the field, so to speak, and started sharing about some things in his life. And he said it was difficult for him to do that, but that was what kind of opened everybody else up to see that it was a safe space to communicate in. And it started on track what they were trying to achieve within the company to have that communication and that collaborative discussions with their employees and their teams. What have you found about that? We've got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, love that story. That's fantastic. It makes me think a few years ago before pandemic, the organization I was with at the time, we did a management conference with our managers, and we did the book Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. She is a fantastic author and researcher. She's there in Texas.
Exactly.
Sure, everyone knows her at this point listening to this call, but she talks about vulnerability and being raw, being real. And when we share our own personal experience, it breaks down walls within those that we're meeting, right? And it allows people to say, hey, they're like me. No one's perfect. It's always progress, not perfection. It's okay to not be okay. I love that phrase that we hear so often today. And for people to feel comfortable to share their opinions, their insights, their thoughts that may be different than their neighbor or their coworker, they do have to feel it's a safe space. And the best way, love your example, that the leaders create that safe space is to be vulnerable enough to share for themselves, and then other people will follow suit. That is a great way to get engagement in a group environment. And I believe wholeheartedly that we see a lot more of that. We see it in social media. We see it in all genres of media. And it is translating into our businesses in the workplace.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to go ahead and break it here. We're going to be right back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We're discussing the topic of wellness in the multifamily workplace. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a consultant, a coach, a sought-after speaker, and a best-selling author, the terrific Leslie Register. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible: EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security issues. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Leslie, one of the things that we've talked about quite a bit coming out of the pandemic was all of the processes and the technology that kind of came to the forefront as a result of really having to change the way multifamily did business, and how this technology had to be adopted very quickly. I know when I would go to conferences around the country prior to the pandemic, and we would see new technologies, I would always ask people in the booth who had gone in to kind of get a demo, people in the industry, I would say, "What'd you think of that technology?" I said, "Oh, I think it's got some great uses for our industry, but we're a ways away from needing it." And then all of a sudden, we have a pandemic, and everybody's got to figure out what they're going to do. So, how has that helped or hindered wellness on with multifamily, the multifamily industry as a whole?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I agree with you that. The timing when we may have first been introduced to some technology was, "Oh, that's really neat. I'm going to see how others adapt to it, kind of see where it flows. Maybe not ready. Maybe I'll do a sprinkling of it, or I'll get the baseline, system." Then we have this major life-changing event, and suddenly we're rolling out systems and technology and new ways of doing business and integrating those. So it's interesting. We often say, timing is everything, but there's huge benefits in it, right? So when we, hit this place, COVID and the way we were going to interact, right? Wellness in the workplace, a lot of that is the connection of people to people, right? And the high touch and the communication. And now we are saying, we have to isolate for everyone's wellness and self-care physically. But how are we going to continue to do the business and provide exceptional service? And that's internally to our employee base as well as externally to our residents, vendors, and so forth. So I know one of the, systems or changes that we made in the business I was in is, our site inspections, right? Our multifamily properties are these living, breathing businesses, right? And they're very active in lifestyles and people moving and coming. And we still have to maintain those infrastructures and create, you know, safety and high touch and all the things we needed. So how are we going to inspect, make sure that the work is being done, that the, you know, everything from as simple as the trash being picked up to you know, large, something major that was being done on a capital side. So one of the pieces that we changed is how we were doing site inspections. And at first it was, let's use FaceTime. Let's, you know, I'm a regional, my regional gets on with a manager and we're walking around and we're keeping our distance and we're using, you know, cameras and technology, you know, email exchanges and text messaging to communicate messages. We adopted iAuditor, which I had used as a due diligence tool for doing apartment inspections and project inspections for takeovers. We began to use that as a tool for just routine site inspections in a different way. So, you know, technology has been instrumental. The timing was right. We've now adopted things and we're continuing to use them because they're efficient. And with the right training and support, our on-site teams are adapting and we're being able to move forward and support business in a new way. So, you know, that has been valuable for our wellness. And two things had to happen. One, we needed the right technology. We needed it to integrate well with what we were doing in our business. And then secondly, make sure that there was the right training and support behind it so that it could flow smoothly. And so when those pieces come together, that has been a big benefit for us.
How about online leasing and virtual tours? How do you think that's affected wellness?
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, at first review, we all thought, well, gosh, they're not going to come to the office and we're going to have this high-touch conversation and take them out and let them touch and feel and smell and all those things inside the apartment to make a decision. We took that to an online platform and the customers responded, seamlessly, and they love it. I mean, think about how that has really changed the face of real estate from multifamily in all aspects. Today, we continue to see people leasing sight unseen, AI technology where we're using, you know, you can log in and you can put in your data as the prospect, an applicant, and talk with a computer that is in so in-depth and has so much technology to be able to really pinpoint down to the one or two apartments that the applicant is looking for and then schedule that appointment so they can either do a tour on site, which we're back on site doing, or still online and continue before they have a live person. So it has responded very well from the way we're working on the on-site level and how we're able to run the business. You know, in today's market, one of the things we have a struggle with is people in the seat, is staffing. And so when you have these technologies, it also helps to support where you may have an open position because things are being able to be done through technology, which is saving time for our teams as well as the prospect and residents. So it's really been a win-win as we're transitioning in some of these areas where we're feeling some strain, we're getting some relief through these online leasing platforms, resident portals for work orders, for payments, communication, just general communication, package pickups through locker systems. And Amazon, I had a great rollout with properties that had gate arms, and which Amazon installed a box and the driver could have a code they're able to get through in order to get in to deliver packages. And it works at certain types of communities where they're more of a villa style multifamily, so they have their own private door. But that was a great rollout to help with technology and getting packages delivered directly to the resident without having to go through the office or having a pickup situation. So those are just some of the examples I have that have been some great technology integrations.
Yeah, and we've got about 3.5 minutes left in this segment. I wanted to ask you, I maintain, and our listeners know that I consider myself a dinosaur when it comes to technology because I'm an old guy, but I maintain that the a lot of the technology has also been brought around kind of to the front of mind of people in the industry, because the age of the resident is younger and younger, and they're more acceptant of and demand the use of technology. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
100%. And you're not a dinosaur. I mean, I probably started at the time where we were using DOS and ledger cards, and gosh, you know, you take me back. So we do, right? Our demographic is driving our business to advance in these technology, in the way that we're advertising, we were communicating, having them, you know, work their business. And so it's timing, right? And I think every generation, when we begin to transition, would say the same thing, right? And we're doing it because we need to target the group that is most dominant in our multifamily space and where we're going. And hey, along the way, those of us that are new to some of this are integrating just well and really enjoying it, you know? And so I think that it's a win-win on both sides.
We've got about 2 minutes left in the segment, and you mentioned something earlier about the fact that open positions – having the ability to have technology to help in open positions, but that I think can be identified when you've got, because we have with the Great Resignation, so much turnover after the pandemic in the industry, that open positions, where you're having to cover other positions other than your own, that can contribute a lot to wellness of an employee or the lack of wellness of an employee. Got about a minute left. What do you think about that?
Oh, 100%. You know, it's we touched on it in the beginning. We'll touch on it again, but that's where you talk about the self-care of the individual, for people to have resources and tools, practices of how to pause, right? We live in a society that is much about instant gratification, right? Instagram, we want everything now. And so when you have these additional pressures on employees and they're wearing many different hats and flexing from one thing to the next, gosh, I've had, you know, leasing agents that are touring an apartment and then the next thing they're in there cleaning it because we've got to move in and it's all hands on deck, right? And so that is practices for individuals that there's power in the pause, got to take a time out, ask for help. People can't read minds. We've really got to be willing to say to our team members, it's okay to ask for help. Have conversations or note chats, right? Something where you can also say to someone affirmations of positivity, right? And you leave that on someone's desk to keep them going. So there's these integrations of how we're supporting and giving praise and recognition and thanks to others on our team. It's allowing people to ask for help, and it's giving time out where it's well-needed, well-deserved, overdue, and having those conversations to let people know it's okay that you need a pause. It's okay to take a break. We want you to do that. We want you to come in 15 minutes late tomorrow. We want you to take an extra hour at lunch. Like, these are all things that we can do in order to support wellness, respect, that we need to do that for our employees, because it also helps them to continue to go forward. So that these are just some of the small things we can do. We can talk more about that about that self-care and our employee support.
Yeah, we are going to talk in the next segment about self-care. I also want to ask you about your brand new book that has come out, and a little bit about what you're doing now. And our listeners always want to know how someone got into the multifamily, so we want to hear that story as well. So we're going to be back right after these messages with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing the topic of wellness in the multifamily workplace. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a consultant, a coach, a sought-after speaker, a best-selling author, the great Leslie Register. So, Leslie, this has been very interesting from the standpoint of wellness. It certainly is a timely discussion to have. We as operators, the operators who are listening to this episode, you have teams working with you, and you want to make sure that everybody is being taken care of, and then that they're well, their mental health is good. But there's a lot that people can do with self-care. Let's talk about self-care.
Yeah, love this topic. So when I, self-care, we can break it down into four areas. There's more, but some core ones that I thought about as you were talking is, first of all, the best one is to take a break, right? To take a pause. Smoke breaks are for everyone, right? Doesn't mean you have to smoke. But what I love about that analogy is that we're just setting aside time, and we're taking well-deserved time to take a walk, to breathe, to look at a magazine, just to check out for a minute, right? Let the phone go to someone else or on pause. And that, I think, is really critical. When I think about the workplace, and the hours of operation, looking back century, right? When we began in the workplace, it was manufacturing and machines, and we did 8 hours. They did, one specific thing. They put a nut on a bolt or something of that nature, right? And it was the same task over and over again for 8 hours. And we've adopted this same type of work philosophy. Today, I do see that there's change. We do hear of people having flex hours and making adjustments. So with that said, we're not just doing the same routine anymore. We're using mental, emotional, physical, all of these parts of us in order to navigate the day-to-day. And multifamily, as we mentioned earlier, just has such a dynamic to it. And so I'm a firm believer that pausing is important, power in the pause, taking a break. You don't need to hit reply on an email right away, right? Think about what the ask is. Think about the conversation. Oftentimes we can see something come to us and it may spark fear or frustration, or we may already be dealing with stress and we go to react. And that initial reaction is your first thought wrong. Sometimes it's okay, the first thought we have, to question it, to make sure that that's the right thought and that's the right solution. So when I work with teams, I, really stress about breaking, taking time to pause, thinking about your responses before you respond, and then taking a walk. Move a muscle, we change a thought. And so movement helps us to relax that stress, remove some of that strain, and puts us in a thought process to go to solutions, and wellness happens in that place. And so those are a few of the practices that I share with team members and myself. I try to integrate these. I don't always do them perfect, but I think that there's just some critical parts to supporting self-care.
What do you think, if you were advising a multifamily operator about self-care and wellness in general, how would you tell them the top three or four things they should do to ensure that their teams had wellness and great attitudes and so forth?
Yeah. So what would be the top three things?
Mm-hmm. That they
can
do.
Go back. Yeah, so the top three would be definitely movement. So get out, take a walk, take a break, move away from what's in front of you. Oftentimes what's in front of us is when you're looking for something that's right in front of you, you can't always find it. So taking a walk is, I think, critical. That also incorporates that break time. And then taking a pause before responding. I do think that it's important for us to, while we may need to respond quickly, there still can be a moment where we breathe in. Breathing is so critical to getting ourselves centered, and then going back to create that answer. So those are the three things I would suggest, which is breathing, take a walk, move some muscle, and just quiet your mind for a little bit.
And as far as the companies that are out there, the multifamily operators, what advice would you give them as far as making wellness a priority for them, for their teams in the future? What would you tell them?
Yeah, gosh, I would tell them that it is critical to supporting employees, to driving the business from a revenue perspective, as in addition to an expense perspective, right? The NOI really happens because of the people that are making the business happen. And supporting those individuals that are doing that is critical to our overall success from top down and bottom up. So if they don't have a wellness plan today, I would hope that they would integrate one, look at resources they can use to do that. The story I love is a woman who shared, I was listening to NPR, she worked in a major corporation, and she had a religious practice to be able to pray at a certain time, and she was not sharing that with her coworkers, right? That goes back to that diversity and equality comment we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. So this young woman did, you know, go to her supervisor and finally revealed her truth and shared about her situation and understood, you know, she came to this because there was a storage room and at their office and was not being used. And she said, is it possible for us to create a quiet room, a wellness room, right, is what they called it. And this was a room that they cleaned out. They made it a very comfortable space, and people could use it for whatever they wanted. And in this story, she shares that she went there for her prayer time, and there were a few other coworkers in the organization that had the same practice. And so she not only was doing it alone, she was doing it with coworkers. So I think it's a beautiful story. It speaks to wellness. It speaks to organizations being creative and adopting to support their employees. And in that space, I think a lot of us have them. I know we have them in our office, have these wellness rooms where people can use them for various reasons. And so, again, I would just go back to say to multifamily operators, if you aren't in this space or thinking about wellness for your team members, it's time to do it.
We've got about 4 minutes left. I want to transition out of the topic. You know, I've introduced you in all four segments as a multifamily veteran. So tell us a little bit about your background. Take about a minute to do that, and also how you got in the business.
Yeah, I love this. So I started in the business 25 years ago. At the time, I was looking for an apartment, as many of us start out. And so I had worked in retail for many years prior. I was studying communications in college and had a background in elementary ed. And so here I was looking for an apartment. And they had an opening, and I asked the leasing agent who told me, how did you get into this business? And back then we were called agents, right? Today we're consultants. And so she shared with me, did a paper application back then, and was hired, and absolutely loved it from the first moment I stepped into the office. It allowed me to do sales and communication and work with others in service, which is huge on my heart. So started there, and over the years, I've had the privilege and opportunity to work with private companies, REITs, fee management, and have done operations most recently. Prior to that, sales, publishing, as well as training for about 6 years, and helped start a training company. At the company I was with, when I started, we had like 3 classes. When I left, we had up to 63, and they continue to have a dynamic training department today. So that is a little bit about where I started and how I got in through the business.
All right, we got about 2 minutes left. Tell us a little bit quickly about what you're doing now and how someone could reach you if they wanted to, and then I want to talk about your book.
Excellent. So today, I 5 months ago, I started my own company as a facilitator, speaker, coach, and consultant focused around change, recovery, and wellness. And my company is Leslie Register, Catalyst Champion for Change. I can be found at www.leslieregister.com. So I have a website by my same name. I'm on all social platforms. And really, my focus is helping individuals, organizations, work through whatever the changes that they're seeking. Change is something that we want. It isn't necessarily for those who need it. It's something we have to want and seek after. And how do we work through that, whether it's integrating with a new company, doing a transition of a system, supporting individuals. So that's my focus for today.
And how can someone reach you if they need to get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can reach out to me. My website has a full list of my services and more about me. So leslieregister.com is a great way to reach out. And there they can schedule a discovery call in order for us to get started.
Great. Well, we've got a little bit over a minute. Let's talk about your book. It just came out. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Yes, September 3rd, I released my first book. It's called Double Shot of Sober, A Story of Change, Growth, and New Beginnings. It's my journey of addiction recovery. From the time I was 14, I began with issues of food and transitioned to several different things from overworking to overshopping and expending. Landed myself into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous about 10 years ago after dealing with about a five-year run of abusively drinking, and began my wellness journey 10 years ago. I'm very grateful for that. And so this book is a story of that. It's the pain and the consequences of addiction, but the rise up into freedom. And my hope is to share this message with others so that they can find wellness that they seek.
An amazing journey that you've had. I've read the introduction to the book, and I can tell you that we all know people out there that are going down the road of addiction and mm-hmm. and need help. And this yeah. book is a great way to help them. So if think about gifting mm-hmm. this book to someone who needs it. And by the way, if you go to our website at multifamilyradio.com to this episode page, you will see a link to Leslie's website. I urge you to click on that, order the book. It's also available on Amazon, correct?
That is correct, on Amazon.com. Absolutely. Thank you.
Perfect. Well, Leslie, thank you so much. It's been great. Love to have you back again to talk about some other important topics in the industry. And we're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.